reminder, tomorrow we close voting. Our first ever home maintenance calendar in celebration of our 30-year anniversary hits the market for 2018, and we have been collecting photos from our listeners of Arizona landscape and wildlife. Go to rosieonthehouse.com, select calendar. You'll see the 104 entries we have approved to get on the list and pick your favorite 12. Email it to us, and the top 12 receiving votes will go into our home maintenance calendar. Kind of a way to incorporate our listeners into a fun new feature here at Rosie on the House, and it will be a free calendar. All you have to do is email us and tell us where to send it, and it'll be delivered in your mailbox all year long. And it'll have your maintenance tips that you need to be doing every month to keep up with your home so you can go enjoy more of these beautiful landscape and wildlife sceneries that are available around our great state of Arizona. We're talking right now with Arizona Outdoor Landscape Lighting. Y'all were talking during the break about tweaking the lighting. You know, once you get it installed and done, how do you know that light casts exactly the way it needs to, or maybe it didn't happen, maybe it's a little different than they had pictured in the photo? What kind of aftermarket tweaking or after install tweaking?
There's not always a lot of tweaking to do. When an original install, tweaking is generally done as a landscape matures. Trees change shape. Trees disappear from landscapes. So it's really as a landscape matures, tweaking is done. We've installed enough lights. We know exactly what they're going to do.
And so, when a tree disappears, is it easy to abandon that light or disconnect that one in the chain?
Absolutely. That's one of the joys of LED. Halogen, everything had to be plotted based on voltage drop. Mm-hmm. So to move a light from one area of the yard to another was basically a huge calculation task. Now with LED, things could be moved anywhere, added anywhere on the line. Completely changed, completely abandoned. It doesn't affect the system.
Light emitting diodes, LED, have really revolutionized your lighting, the lighting industry altogether, but the landscape lighting, you were talking about the calculation. You know, somebody that went to, you know, landscape architect school and spent a lot of time on lighting, it completely
that's a whole nother
voided
aspect.
Their,
yeah, that's
their
a whole
investment
aspect. You don't
in
even
that
consider
education.
When they're drawing pictures, they've done a lot of calculations to place each of those fixtures.
What you had mentioned, your favorite job is the one that just the homeowners enjoy and they say thank you, and you know, servicing your customers is obviously very passionate thing for you. What are you, like the cobbler that has whose kids have no shoes? I mean, if I come to Mike Johnson's house, is it in the evening?
Even the cabin in the woods is well lit,
right?
It's quite nice. Yeah,
nice.
I love it.
That was one thing I was thinking when you said Maricopa County, how much fun this would be to do in a under the Ponderosa pines.
And I wish my neighbors would do the same with their cabins. Tom actually did, was it an apartment building in Prescott?
Yep, Prescott.
So we have gone out of town for specific jobs, but we're a fairly small company. We can't really spread out too far.
And service is big for you. So to send a truck 150 miles for one little
exactly.
thing is pretty.
Yeah. And I'll have to admit, one of the joys of LED is service calls are few and far between.
Yep.
Not like they were.
The one in Prescott was fun because we had a flag about the size of who knows what, like a dealership flag.
Mm-hmm.
You guys might even see it when you're cruising up to Prescott. It'd be right on your right-hand side, and that thing is just lit up to no tomorrow. And it's just that itself, being able to design that and put that within bricks, and it's almost like you're in a commercial complex.
And but it's an apartment complex.
Correct.
You can see it on the right as you're traveling in on 69.
Yep, that's correct.
Where? Past Prescott Valley? Am I past the Costco?
You know, yeah, you would be past Prescott Valley. You know, as a matter of fact, I think that dealership, there's another dealership up and to the left of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be probably the first flag you'd see, and then you'd end up seeing that dealership a little bit further.
This guy remembers everything.
Well, and there's a great flag shop as you come around the corner on the right-hand side that a lot of these come from, the American-made flags, and I can't remember the name of it. I bought my flagpole from there, too, just big, sturdy American-made. There's nothing chaps my hide more than an American-made flag, or an American flag. You turn on the back, and it doesn't say "Made in America."
Exactly.
Well, what a contradiction there. Can't
right.
have it. So, mainly in the valley.
Absolutely.
What are we at our winter solstice is the 21st. I mean, you're looking at 15, 16 hours of night at that point. How is this affecting energy bills? I mean, I know we're going down to five.
Again, we're talking about a typical system that might have 80 to 100 watt draw. So 100 watts, if that whole system ran for 10 hours, would use 1 kilowatt of electricity, which is, what, a dime?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not expensive. If there was a concern, we could put another control on the transformer so the lights will come on at dusk and then shut off in 4 hours or 6 hours or 8 hours. But typically, for security reasons, we'll even
keep it till
all the
dawn.
Way to dawn. Absolutely, because we're talking pennies.
Well, and you're leaving for work, and it's still dark outside
at
that
application. What a joy to walk outside and be able to see where you're going.
Yeah.
Get to your car.
That's one thing, misconception, that it's going to cost a lot. It's really
pennies.
The operating cost. Arizona Outdoor Landscape Lighting, you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com or
azoutdoorlighting.com.
AZ Outdoor Lighting, pretty easy. Thanks for joining us in studio.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you very much.